avec un des joueurs du mois dans la Ligue canadienne, William Stenback. Will Stenback, you were born in Hempstead, New York, not that far from the Nassau Coliseum, where the Islanders play, not that far from Bethpage Golf Course. Did you ever think about a hockey career or a golf career?
No, I never really had the interest in hockey or golf. Not really, was just football, track, and wrestling. Those are my top three sports. I played a little bit of basketball, recreational, but I didn't take it serious like I did with football.
Donc, quand il était jeune, ou même s'il habite pas loin du Colisée Nassau où il évoluait les Islanders de New York ou Bethpage, le célèbre terrain de golf où se joue l'Omnium des États-Unis, lui, ça a toujours été un gars de football, mais quand même, à l'école secondaire, il jouait quand même, faisait de la lutte et courait les sprints en athlétisme. Now comes college. Did you have to go south to play football to get, and did you have the choice of many colleges?
Well, no, I didn't really have no choice at all. University of Central Florida was my only offer. Before that, in like 2011 and 12 and everything, I had Syracuse. They were looking at me, but the head coach at the time, Doug Marone, left the university and went to the NFL. So I lost my scholarship there. So the University of Central Florida was the only school that offered me something, and I decided, you know, I'm taking it. I didn't really want to go to community college, you know, JUCO and everything, so I took that opportunity down in Florida.
And what was your major over there?
Mass communication, yeah.
So you're preparing to take my job?
Yeah, well, you know, that's after football and everything like that. So something I'm looking forward to in the future.
Quand il est sorti de l'école secondaire, il avait à l'origine deux offres pour se rendre à l'université à Syracuse. Celle-là est tombée à l'eau quand l'entraîneur de Syracuse a été recruté par la NFL. Il ne lui restait plus qu'une offre à l'université Central Florida, là où il a étudié en communication. Je lui ai demandé s'il allait prendre mon emploi, mais il n'est pas prêt pour le moment. Il veut continuer dans le football. What was the college experience like?
My first years in college was pretty fun, but I don't feel like I had the best experience in my university years because it's just the situation that I've been through and the things that jeopardized my future and put me in a situation that I, you know, didn't really see myself in when I was a little bit younger. So I wouldn't say it's the best years of my life. Right now is the best years of my life because I look at it as redemption and somewhere where I had stepping stones in the past that where I learned now, yeah, I won't go back to it. And, you know, when every time I think about it, it's just like a dark time in my life where I feel like I almost lost everything. And me being here in Montreal, it feels like a second chance for me. And I'm very appreciative of the coaches, the staff, the players that's been around me. Just continue to push me and just to becoming the best player and best person I can be.
L'expérience universitaire, quelquefois, peut être fantastique, quelquefois, peut être difficile. Lui, ses deux premières années, ça a vraiment bien fonctionné. Par la suite, a pris des mauvaises décisions, selon ce que lui-même nous dit, et a quitté éventuellement Central Florida pour se retrouver à Virginia Union. Now you got one shot to the NFL with the Packers. When it ended, did you expect to get another one right away?
Yeah, because anyone who knows me, they know how hard I work and the work that I put in to try to, you know, be the best player that I can be and help the team in any way that I can. And I felt I didn't get a fair shot when I was with that organization. But, you know, things happen for a reason. It's always a business decision that has to be made. And, you know, obviously it wasn't in my favor, but, you know, I don't hold any grudges against anyone or anything like that. But, you know, if I get another opportunity, any organization that gives me that chance, just know that I'm going to give you 1,000% every time I, you know, get that opportunity.
Il a eu une seule chance dans la NFL avec les Packers de Green Bay qui avaient repêché 3 ou 4 porteurs de ballon cette année-là. Il ne croit pas qu'il a eu vraiment une bonne chance, mais il croit qu'il pourrait retrouver une autre chance et vous pouvez être certain qu'il va donner 1000% de son effort s'il a une occasion de retourner. When did you hear about the CFL in Montreal? Was it your agent or the Alouettes? Did the Alouettes contact you directly? How did it come about?
Well, I knew about the CFL. I knew about the Alouettes when they had Chad Johnson here. I used to see it on ESPN and everything. I didn't really know much about the league and everything, but I used to tell myself that I'm not going up to Canada. I'm not going to lie. I used to say that because I always thought that I was going to go straight to the NFL. But then when I got here, I realized, you know, this is somewhere that I can see myself in the future. You know, I can make a living out here. And I love the city. I'm not far from New York. You know, Montreal has just been great to me ever since the first day I came here last year. So you know, hats off to the city. You know, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the culture here. And I want to be here for that. I want to be here for every season that happens. Sure.
Si à l'origine, après son contact avec la NFL, il ne croyait pas venir au Canada, il a connu cependant la Ligue canadienne en regardant les matchs, notamment des Alouettes, avec Chad Ochocinco-Johnson, qui était avec les Alouettes. Les matchs étaient présentés au réseau ESPN. Et là, il a découvert que, oups, c'était peut-être un endroit où il pouvait venir tenter sa chance. Et il a aimé son premier contact avec Montréal. Now, where do you live during the off-season? And how do you see your future in football?
Stay downtown.
Here in Montreal?
Yeah, I stay downtown. I stay a little bit at El Bazaar with my girlfriend. But everything has been so good, you know. I'm just very thankful for, you know, the accomplishments that I made. And I'll give all the credit to, like, my offensive line and the coaches just giving me that chance, you know, being the guy that I can be. And, you know, giving me the confidence to let me know that, hey, you can run the ball and you can run through some people. So you go on and do it. And them telling me, it just gives me more fuel to go out there and play for them. So.
Il ne regarde pas trop loin devant pour le moment. Premièrement, il passe ses hivers ici. Il se retrouve au centre-ville de Montréal ou à l'île Bizarre en compagnie de sa copine. Mais il veut pour le moment prouver qu'il peut courir avec le ballon. Ses joueurs de ligne à l'attaque lui font confiance et il aime ce qu'il vit présentement. William Stenbach, merci beaucoup and congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.